Good morning and welcome to worship at St. Catherine's United Mennonite Church. Glad you are here this morning, and notice that all of you here, remember to set your clocks ahead. There may be a few people coming in just as we close. Don't be too harsh. It's always a bit of an adjustment, time change, certainly nice to be at the breakfast table and see the sunrise, and look forward to the coming of spring, as there's just one more little pile of snow on our front yard, and looking forward to that disappearing. A special welcome this morning to guests who are with us, and in particular Pastor Bruno and his wife from the Lao Christian Church here in St. Catharines. Many of you from the congregation may remember a number of years back when the Lao Christian Church met in the gym, and sometimes there were some worship services together. And we welcome you here this morning as guest speaker, but also in our fellowship as congregations, blessings in your ministry. And we look forward to your sharing a little bit later. The passage of focus this morning is from Genesis chapter 17, and as part of that, you may recall the central figure of the Old Testament is Abraham, and remember that God promised to make Abraham into a great nation. Part of that is the invitation to his obedience to leave his country and go to a place he did not know. Later on, the land was divided between him and his brother-in-law, Lot. Lot took the lower valley, fertile land, and Abraham took the hillside scrub brush, wondering how God would fulfill the promise of a great nation with that. And then later, Abe discovered that his wife, Sarah, could not have children, and so that must have been a bit of a disappointment considering God's promise. Except for Abe's 100th birthday celebration, God surprised him and Sarah with the gift of a son. And a little bit later in the story, we find out that God then asked Abraham to sacrifice that son. And the story continued. In the midst of calls to faithfulness and obedience, sometimes God takes us on what I might call a bit of a wild ride. And you may not have been listening to any news this past week, but it seems like a lot of places in the world are on a bit of a wild ride these days. And so as people of faith, we come to share in our thoughts and prayers, but also in our dedication to our relationship with Jesus Christ, to be people of faith and to walk in faith in all those wild experiences that we may have. Might also note today, International Women's Day, and just a sense of recognition. I sometimes, when I hear things like this, kind of scratch my head and kind of say, why do we need to have things like that? And yet, as a society, it seems we do. When I think of the giftedness within the Christian community, gender does not fit in terms of my theological reading of Scripture. And so God gives the church gifts and calls us to use those gifts. And that is not restricted to gender. A note this morning, at least for me, was to at least acknowledge in the German service, Ramona Neufeld was sharing the message here, and a sense of acknowledging that as a people of faith, we recognize the giftedness God gives to us. A few of the announcements in the bulletin, just to move along. Short membership meeting. Chairman Kevin acknowledges it'll be a short membership meeting, but important for us to just stay behind after the benediction this morning to deal with one item of business, and as mentioned there in the bulletin. On the insert, please take note of the prayer concerns. I'll have a few more of those to add on later. Just to acknowledge, in the next little while, Renata and I are going to be away, and so if there are pastoral concerns, please call on Pastor Nick in the next while. There is an insert in your bulletin. My question is, please take time to reflect on that. It might jump right out at you, or it might come a little bit later. There is a box directly straight out the back on a table there next to Ed, who's waving at me out in the foyer there. And to submit questions of that you may have. I was going to say questions of faith. Nix, it's wide open, isn't it? Questions that people may think, I'd like to hear a sermon on that sometime. And so giving consideration in the summer months to questions that you may have. Please take time to reflect on that and respond. It is the season of Lent, and acknowledging our crown of thorns above me here in the sanctuary as acknowledgement of our journey towards Jerusalem and towards Good Friday and Easter. Pastor Nick has prepared a series of psalm reading prayers. There are copies on the table at the back, or you can email him for electronic copies. And also in the next short while, let's see, that would be next Sunday. Sunday school is taking a break next Sunday. And so announcement there. A few other things there, please respond accordingly and invite Nick and the worship team to lead us.
Our call to worship this morning comes to us from Psalm 105. And you hear echoes of our passage, our text for this morning coming through there in that sense of God's promises, and especially God's faithfulness in promises that are made. I would invite you to hear these words. Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, praise to him, tell of all his wondrous acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, the judgments he has pronounced. You, his servants, the descendants of Abraham, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the promise he made for a thousand generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. For he remembered his holy promise given to his servant Abraham. He brought out his people with rejoicing, the chosen ones with shouts of joy. He gave them the lands of the nations, and they fell heir to what others had toiled for, that they might keep his precepts and observe his laws. Praise the Lord. Our opening song is one we've sung before, but might be a little unfamiliar. We'll actually start with the chorus there. So the slide that says, Come, Lord Jesus, come. If we could skip through to that one, we'll begin there. The melody, it's simple. Would invite you to sing along. And it follows this ancient pattern of Christian worship, of invocation, both inviting God and Christ and the Spirit in our midst, but also inviting one another as we enter into this time of worship. So would invite you, if you're able, to stand and join us as we sing.
Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. All who are thirsty, all who are come to the fountain, dip your heart in the stream of life, let the pain and the sorrow be washed away in the waves of his mercy, as deep cries out to deep, we sing, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. All who are thirsty, all who are weak, come to the fountain. Dip your heart in the stream of life. Let the pain and the sorrow be washed away in the waves of His mercy. As deep cries out to deep, we sing, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus,
give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken, and great are you, your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Your life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken, and great are you. Your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing.
We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only.
Please be seated. Song is a familiar one, likely to many of you, but a beautiful little prayer reflecting our longing as people and as individuals for God.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after you. Desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than desire, and I long to worship you. I want you more than gold or silver. Only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of. Strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you.
I invite our children to come forward at this time and join us for our children's story.
Good morning. If you looked at the bulletin today, you see that the sermon is about promises. I was wondering if anybody knows what a promise is. What is a promise? Leah? You promise that you will do it. What kind of things have you ever promised? You never promise? Oh, that's a safe way to go. Yeah. Has anyone ever promised? Has anyone ever promised to their mom or dad that they were going to clean their room? Have you ever promised to clean your room? Yeah? Did you keep your promise? Sometimes, maybe yes, maybe no. Have you ever promised that maybe you're not going to bother your brother or sister again? Oh no, that one would be too much, right? When we have a promise, we need to try hard to keep our promises, but some promises, I think, are a little harder to keep than others. So today, I brought two sticks. They're really just really two rulers. And I want to ask you, so if I put these rulers, maybe, I've got a pretty loud voice, so we should be okay. If I put these rulers, maybe, when the rulers were so far apart, it would be foolish for me to make a promise to jump all that way in just one jump. Even if I did, you wouldn't trust me to keep that promise. It makes sense to only promise things that you can do. Even then, we sometimes fail to keep some promises. When God makes a promise, though, you can count on it. He will never break a promise because he always does what he says he will do. One of his promises is that God is not against you. He is on your side. He sometimes allows you to go through difficult situations to teach you how to trust him more. He may not always stop our problems, but he can give you the power to get through them. God says in Romans 12, verse 12, that when problems arise, you and I are to rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and continue in prayer. If you know Jesus as Savior, do what's right. Don't lose hope. God can give you the power to do what's right. God always keeps his promises, so you can depend on him to help you. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear God, as we think of promises, promises maybe that we make and sometimes keep, but maybe sometimes do not keep, let us be reminded that your promises are always kept, and it is important for us to remember in faith and trust and love to know the promise that you have given us for eternal life and the promise to always be there for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Earlier in the welcome, I had failed to mention that we would offer a time of sharing prior to our prayer time. A couple of people have shared notes with me this morning, and sometimes it's somewhat wanna say somewhat of a God thing. We lament when people we've known and loved go on before us in death, but it's also a reminder when we have celebrations of those who are also coming. And so comings and goings this morning. Would like to share with you grandson number 7 for Herb and Diane Lepp, born in Orillia to Chris and Laura Lepp, is Benjamin Harmon Lepp, 9 pounds, 11 ounces. All are doing well. Get the last part here. Praise God for a precious child and assume safe arrivals. And so, Benjamin Harmon Lepp, congratulations and our thoughts and prayers with you. Get my papers right here. And then, as far as the goings, on behalf of Ed and Marg Berg, Ed's sister Ann Rempel of St. Catherine's passed away on Friday, March 6th. Invitations for us to be in prayer for the Rempel family, Berg family, and services will be pending. And so our thoughts and prayers with you, Ed and Marg. Anyone have something to share, to add, praise, or concerns with the church family? If you raise your hand, I'll bring you the microphone. John?
Yes, I've had some some hard experiences. And that some years ago, there was Haiti and I, we got to know this young lady, a teenager, and she became a Christian. She was so excited about the Lord. And all of a sudden, one day, whoop, she wanted nothing to do with it anymore. She had her own faith, and it was different. So what can you do? We tried our best, but she wouldn't contact her, wouldn't even leave her name or, I mean, telephone number, nothing. Then there was another young lady also that came to be our friend, and she became a Christian. She was so excited again, too. And then one day, whoops, like that, she went away, and she won't talk about that anymore. She has her faith, and that is different because we are not a real Christian and belief that we have and so on. And you know what? That saddened me that a couple of people just turned away and went into these cultic thing, if I may say that. So we as Christians, we need to be careful when we have friends. We have other friends that became Christians and they stay that way, and that is beautiful and wonderful, but we got to be careful when these other religions come and try to keep us away from the real thing, that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. So even if you have a discouragement one day or what, let's keep it up, the faith, and go and fight the fight for Jesus.
Thank you, John. Mark.
I would just like to say thank you to Marcus and Nicole Weens and the family for always providing coffee every Sunday morning. I know it probably gets them out of bed earlier than maybe they'd like to, but anyway, thank you so much.
I'd say I would add to that Claire and Tucker, who help out with that as well.
Today, coming, walking to the church, I don't know if anyone else noticed, but on the other side of the wall, by the entrance, there were some clothes that were piled up neatly in a can of something and an empty bottle of Coke or something. And I'm just wondering if anybody knows of why that is there. And it was placed so nicely. It was placed so nicely. And I'm just wondering, as a congregation, what are we going to do about it? Do we pretend that we don't see it? It's just something to think about. I think people are looking to places to go when they don't know what to do, and I think that's fair. Just something to think about.
Thank you.
Good morning. Just wanted to share a little experience that happened to my husband and I at the beginning of last week. I'd first like to start off by saying that the doctors and the nurses who work so incredibly hard to keep us with our families, I guess you really don't see how much they really earn their money and how valuable they are to us until someone you love is in trouble, which was my experience last Sunday when my husband and I had a scare. His blood pressure went really low and his pulse rate went really high, and they actually had to shock his heart to bring him back to his heart's regular beat. I was absolutely floored at how wonderful the doctors and the nurses and all those people that work all around your loved one for the purpose of helping a stranger. It also puts into perspective just how incredibly precious life is. We all know it, we all pray about it, but when something like this really happens to you, and of course to someone very close to you, not only do you realize how precious the gift of life is, but how precious our Savior is. and how he sticks with you and helps you through these times and gives you the strength that you don't think you have. For all of my brothers and sisters here, especially with the praise and worship team, I know you were praying for my husband and for our situation, and for that, I thank you so much. It has gone a long way, and I'll tell you, in times like this, you really need to know that there are people out there who care about you, and I know you all do so. I just simply ask if you would continue to pray for my husband's well-being and for all of those here and all over, for people who are suffering with the disease of the cornea, whatever virus, and all of those who right now are struggling with their lives, and for those people, the doctors and the nurses who work so hard, God bless them, and God bless their families, because I was just really blown away. And I walk away as somebody who's incredibly grateful for a scary moment, but a moment that opened up my eyes and just saw how wonderful life can be and how wonderful and true to us our Savior really is. Thank you all very much for your love, and just would you please continue to pray for my husband and his well-being. Thank you, and God bless you.
One of our members, Anna Martins, who is in long-term care at Heidehof, sent greetings to everyone here and says she keeps thinking about all of you, keeps all of you in her prayers. Some of the others would like to, wouldn't mind a visit from some of you as well, like Irma Kaitler.
I invite you to bow with me in prayer. Gracious God, to put ourselves before you, when we bow our heads and invite your presence, it's a sense that you are always near, and yet at times we are the ones who feel at distance. And may your grace provide what we need in times of need. May you share in the midst of wisdom for us to recognize the signs of your love and your care all around us, the invitations to faith, to trust, sometimes to go to places where we'd rather stay away, or to share with people we'd rather avoid. In the midst of that, your Spirit can work in amazing ways. Help us to have courage to respond to your Spirit's prompting, to the leading of your guidance, and always to rely on your grace. In the midst of that, in our relationships, help us to be abundant with our forgiveness and a sense of sharing in the lives of others, because you have blessed us so richly through Jesus Christ. May we continue in our worship as we hold before you the various people named. Continue to pray for Mary Martel's daughter, Helga. We pray for Kay Karasak's family, for Ellie Hildebrandt and Helen Suderman. We pray for the continuing dispute between teachers and government in our province, and certainly around the world for those who have been affected by the coronavirus, travel plans, various events and things disrupted. And yet in the midst of that, keep us consciously aware of the need to be healthy and to be proactive in our dealings with regards to health. May we share generously with those in need who need support during these days. Gracious God, we thank you for the Lao Christian Fellowship and for the ministry that they have been able to share in the community here in St. Catharines over these years. Continue to bless and keep Pastor Bruno in your care. Thank you for his sharing this morning, and anticipate your speaking to us as he shares. We pray for Chris and Laura and the reception of Benjamin. Be with Ann Rempel's family. Be with our friend who visits outside at the church here from time to time, and we see signs of their presence and yet a bit of a mystery as to the comings and going of this person. Obviously someone in need, and we pray for guidance as we may seek to respond. Thank you for being there for Doug Penner. The blessing of health care and supports that we receive in our community. Bless the various medical workers who share in various ways to support us. For those who have been part of the church but no longer able to share and worship here, keep us mindful, keep us in various ways to express our care and connections to them through our faith. Now as we share our tithes and offerings, may you receive them as expressions of our trust in you, blessings that we have received to bless others. We pray all of these things through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back. I know you are near, and I will fear no evil. For my God is with me. If my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, never let go. Every high and every low, oh no, never let go. Lord, you never let go of me. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back. I know you are near. I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, never let go. Every high and every low. Oh no, never let go. Lord, you never let go of me. I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on, a glorious light beyond all compare. There will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth. I will fear no evil. For my God is with me. If my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, never let go. Every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go. Lord, you never let go of me. The highest king would welcome me. I was lost, but he brought me and know his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the Son sets free. Oh, is free. I'm a child of God, yes I am. Who am I that the highest king would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me and know his love for me. His love for me, who the Son sets free. Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God, yes I am. Free at last, he has ransomed me. Oh, his grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, he died for me. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God, yes I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am who you say I am, who the Son sets free. Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God, yes I am.
The scripture reading today is from Genesis 17, verses 17 to 19. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, "Shall a child be born to a man that is 100 years old? Shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child?" Abraham said to God, "Oh, that Ishmael might live before you." Then God said, "No, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant and with his descendants after him."
Good morning. Nice to be here. Long time that I miss this church, 40 years. This time to come back again with the Word of God to share with all of you. It's 3 weeks ago, I traveled to the mission in Thailand and Laos. So I have a good time over there, had time to visit the people, in the house by house, in the church by the church. The people still believe in God, in the hill, in the village. So many parts of the city and the town in Laos or in Thailand, they still believe in God. So many churches over there, they build up the church. Some, they don't have a church. They worship together in the basement or in the under the tree, something like that. So I went there, I saw so many parts of the believer in Laos or in Thailand. So that's why I want to share with you about the Jesus accomplished the mission the Father gave him. The mission Jesus has wise on earth is now our mission because we are the body of Christ. What he did in his physical body, we are to continue as his spiritual body, the church. What is the mission? Introducing the people to God. The Bible says that Christ changed us from the enemies to his friend and gave us the task of making other his friends also in the 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. That's why Jesus completed the mission the Father gave him. And also, the promise of God is in Abraham. The promise of God is in Sarah. And the promise of God in the Caleb. The promise of God is in you too. This morning I want to share with you about the Genesis chapter 17, verse 17 to 19. The promise is in you. So often we look at others and think, wow, they are also amazing. And I am so ordinary. Orwell says, my cousin is so beautiful. But I am so plain. We come home from the office and tell our spouse, my co-worker is so smart, and I'm so average. Why is true that they may be amazing in a certain area? You have to realize there is something amazing about you as well. You are talented, you are attractive, and you have been fearfully and wonderfully made. God doesn't want us to go around just celebrate others, cheering them on. On thought as that's good. God want you to be celebrated as well. You didn't get left out when God was here handing out the gift, the talent or the looks. He put something in you that will cause you to shine. You can be a great business person, a great teacher, or a great mother. Don't get so focused on what somebody else has that you realize what you have. Sometimes we are always celebrating others, but God is saying this, that it's time to celebrate yourself. There's something special about you. For many years, I cheered my pastor on. Pastor was my hero. When I was a young believer, I used to travel to different cities in Ontario. And I will see my pastor up on the platform, speaking to many people. He was so warm and friendly. Everybody loved him. I was so proud that he was my pastor. In the back of my mind, I thought I could never do that. He is so gifted, and he is so talented. As my pastor decided to the mission to work in Southeast Asia, the people would ask me, Bunyo, what is going to happen when your pastor goes to mission, who is going to be the pastor in the church? My pastor has never designated or trained a successor. Over the year, he tried many times to get me to ministry, but I didn't think that was in me. However, when he left the commission in year 2014, up on the sudden, I had the strong desire to step up a pastor in the church in year 2019, last year. I never ministered or been in seminar, just dimmed out. I heard a small voice saying, "Bunyo, you are spend your whole life celebrate others. Now it's time for you to be celebrated. It's time for you to step up to the new level of your destiny." I always knew that God would take care of the church after my pastor was gone. But I never dreamed message would be through me. I thought the promise would happen some other way. But I discovered the promise was in me. God is saying the same thing to you. You celebrate others. Now it's time to celebrate yourself. It's time for you to think the better thought about yourself. It's time for you to shine. There is a seed on the inside just waiting to the flourish. You may not be filled as thoughts. You can do it. But God would not have given you the opportunity unless he has already equipped and empowered you. You have everything you need. The promise of God through you. I heard some story about the minister who, before a morning service, handed a man $100 bill and asked him to pray secretly in his wife's Bible and make sure she didn't see it. They were on friends, so the man went along with it. During the sermon, the minister asked this man's wife to stand up. He said to her, "Do you trust me?" She smiled and said, somewhat she wondering that he was up to. "Yes, I do," she said. "Will you do what I ask?" She continued her quizzical look and nodded. Then said, "Yes, I will." "Then open your Bible and give me $100 bill. She replied, "No, I am sorry." She offered with a shake of her head, "I don't have the $100 bill. "Do you trust me?" The minister pressed a bit more. "Yes, I do." "Will you do what I ask?" "Yes, I will." "Then open your Bible and hand me $100 bill. Reluctantly, she opened her Bible, and much to her surprise, she saw the money. And she shook her head again and laughing out loud and asked, "How did it get there?" The minister smiled and said, "I put it in there." In the same way, God will never ask you for the something which are first putting in you. When God gives you a dream, when you have a desire and you know you are supposed to take that step of faith, you may feel completely unqualified. You may tell yourself that you don't have the wisdom, the know-how, or ability to take that step. But if you dare to take that step, just as I did, you will discover things in you that never know you had. I never knew the gift to minister was in me. I never knew that I could get up in the front of people and minister to them. I wonder how many gifts are in you right now, just waiting to be released. That is where Sarah, Abraham's wife, she almost misses. She thought the promise from God wouldn't come through somebody else. God told her that she was going to do something great. She was going to have a child at her own age, and her husband would become the father of a nation. She said, God, that's impossible. I am 80 years old. That's never happened. I must not be hearing you right. And Sarah said to God, thinking it could not happen to her. Sarah took matter into her own hand, and she said, Abraham slept with one of her maid, Hagar, and they had a son named Ishmael. Sarah took and said, look and said, there he is, the child of the promise. And God said to her, no, Sarah, I didn't say the promise was in somebody else. I said, the promise is in you. You'll spend your whole life celebrate others, but now it's time for you to be celebrated. You are going to give birth. You are going to have that baby. You are going to be history maker. Those were the bad thoughts that she should have believed in the first place. Because it would have to help them avoid so many family problems with Ishmael. Sure enough. When Sarah was opened 90 years old, just as the God said, she gave birth to that baby. The promise was fulfilled. What God has placed in your heart is not going to come to pass through your neighbor, your cousin, your co-worker, or your friend, or your parent. God is saying, I have anointed you. I have equipped you. I have to breathe my life into you. Now quit looking for somebody else. Quit thinking that you don't have. What is take? You have to be chosen by the creator of the universe. You don't need anyone else to give birth to the promise that God put in your heart. God doesn't change his mind. When the pastor's thanks went to the mission in the back of my mind, I thought that God wouldn't send a junior pastor with a dynamic personality and a booming voice and several academic degrees behind his name. I was looking around and thinking, where is he? The whole time on the inside, I could hear that still small voice saying, Bunyo, this is your time. This is your moment. The promise is in you. I said, God, I don't have the booming voice. I don't have the dynamic personality. I don't have the degree. God says, Bunyo, I form you before the foundation of the world. I put in you everything that you need. So I don't ask you to do it if you didn't already have. What is that? I step up to this coverage. I was the answer to my prayer. Maybe you praying for another person to come along and bring your dream to pass. God is saying you are the answer of your prayer. You are equipped and anointed. You can do something great. As with Sarah, because we don't believe it going to happen to her, God doesn't change his mind. And Sarah wait a dozen or so years to give birth to Isaac. Get your fire back. Get your dream back. You are still going to give birth to everything that God has placed in your heart. In Joshua chapter 14, verse 6 to 15, this is what the Caleb did. He and Joshua were two of the 12 men whom Moses sent in to spy out the promised land. They came back and said, we are well able to take the land. Let us go in and won. They know the promise was in them. But the other 10 spies' negative report convinced the entire nation of Israel came next door to the promised land. That they could not defeat their enemies, and they never did enter the promised land. Then 40 years later, when Caleb was 85 years old, he could have been sitting in a rocking chair, taking it easy. But the Caleb was still fired up about not making it into the promised land. He knew the promised land was still in him. He went back to the place he had been 40 years early, the place where the other 10 would not go. And he declared, "Give me this mountain." What interesting that in this mountain has the three fierce giants living on it. The giant, the other 10 spies said, made them feel like a grasshopper. It would have to be a lot easy to ask for a mountain with that opposition. Maybe just one giant, or better yet, none. But Caleb's attitude was, "God, this is what you have promised me. Yes, I am not going to settle for mediocrities when I know you put the greatness in me. Yes, I am older. Yes, it's been a long time. I have made a mistake. I have gone through disappointment. But God, I still believe the promise is in me." At 85 years old, he went in and conquered the enemies, dropped out the giant, took the mountain, and saw the dream come to pass. You may think it's been too long. You have too old. I have missed too many opportunities. God is saying, you can still make it into the promised land. You can still do something great. The scripture tells us to fan the flame, to stir up the gift, for the promise is in you. May God bless you. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this morning to gathering together. May the word I spoke to this morning be with all of us. And may the word I spoke today is still in me also. And I also to pray for the people who share this morning, got a hard time in their life. Please be with them, and you know everything, circumstance, all of that. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen.
Thank you, Bruno. I would invite you to open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 17, and inside you'll each find a $100 bill. I'm just kidding. Wonderful illustration. Kidding aside, appreciate your sharing your journey of discovering the gifting inside you in an unlikely way, and blessings on you and your congregation as you lead them together. I would invite you to stand as we sing our closing song. We'll just sing the first verse in the chorus. And I'll start by sharing our benediction together. Reminder of the short congregational meeting immediately to follow. I would invite Pastor Bruno to greet anyone who is leaving at the back as they go. But otherwise, please stay for that. Hear these words of blessing from Philippians 4:19-20. "Now God shall supply all you need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen."
Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He arose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Go in peace. And otherwise, we'll transition now into our meeting together.